91-133-5833.
¿Y la página web?
GrupoVaughan.com.
El curso intensivo de inglés en Navidad.
Si quieres mandar a tus hijos al extranjero a aprender inglés sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos con Vaughan. Tenemos una gran variedad de destinos. Estados Unidos, Reino Unido, Irlanda, Canadá. Pueden alojarse en residencia con una familia e incluso en una cabaña en plena naturaleza. Y con vuelo y el monitor Vaughan incluidos en el precio. Todo esto disponible para niñas y niños entre 7 y 18 años. Infórmate en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. La comprensión oral, la confianza al hablar y la fluidez en la comunicación son los tres retos más importantes a los que se enfrenta cualquiera que intenta hablar en inglés.
Vontown is the only product that I personally recommend to people who have an intermediate level of English and who desperately need to be more fluent, more effective, and more competent in my language. It's the only thing I recommend. Only 6 days in Vontown is more powerful, in my opinion, than 3 months living in an English-speaking country. There's nothing more powerful and definitive for communication, for fluency, and for competence than Vontown.
Infórmate en el 911-133-5833, 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no
It's show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Who's the show in the name? Who's the show in the name?
That's right, amigos, it's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Juanjo! Or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's one ho or another in the house. And what a great show we've got for you today here on Vaughn Radio. And, well, folks, I'll tell you what. I see so many people eager to get started. Eager es con ganas. E-A-G-E-R. Eager. Ya empezamos con el vocabulario. Eager to get ready and to rock here today on the show. We've got 2 hours ahead full of challenges, full of fun, and we're going to laugh and do, we're going to sing, we're going to do movie scenes and a little bit of everything. And at the end of the show, well, you will have learned some English, I promise. Hey, sin querer, right? All right. Well, folks, as always, you can participate on our show and you can do that on Facebook. Remember, Fridays, we're on Facebook Live. And, well, my Facebook is the same as my Twitter, but I can't remember. Juanjo, what was my Twitter handle again?
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
Y ahora, mientras tuiteas con Alberto, ¿por qué no te pasas por nuestra sección de tienda en grupovaughan.com y compras el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso?
That's right. Buy my new book. Unless you're like Iñaki and Ingrid and many of our listeners who have won my new book, Lo Habéis Ganado, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. Even if you don't win it, it's worth buying it. Vale la pena comprarlo. And I'm telling you, people, I've gotten so much feedback. And thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for that feedback. It takes time to give somebody your opinion. And I appreciate that. And well, guys, this week, I have to say, what a week. 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, and 2 bottles of wine. Are you guys trying to turn me into an alcoholic or what? Well, guys, I'm joking around, obviously, but thank you so much. Recently, como quieras decir, últimamente, we've been getting so many great gifts. Regalos. Now, I don't know if it's the Christmas spirit. No sé si es ese espíritu navideño, but we've been getting some really amazing gifts from you guys. And guys, you don't have to get us gifts. No tenéis que comprarnos nada. We do this, A, because we get paid, right? And B, because we love what we do. But thank you. Thank you so much. De hecho, cuando alguien nos da un regalo, la frase es, oh, you didn't have to. No tenías que haberlo hecho. Oh, you didn't have to. Right? So thank you so much to all of you guys. I got some gifts yesterday from Borislav, a nice mug, una taza, and also a bottle of wine. And today Iñaki brought us some truffles, trufas, that the boys are chowing down on. To chow down is comer. The boys are chowing down on them right now. So we've got truffles and wine that Iñaki brought us. And the most important part was not the gifts. It's the part that I get to meet you guys, our listeners, and hear your stories, right? And speaking of hearing your stories, you guys now have a voice on the show with no name, not only on Twitter, not only on Facebook, but now you can send us your WhatsApp voice messages. And folks, let's give them that number, Juanjo. Do you know the phone number for WhatsApp? I think it was...
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Mándanos tus mensajes de voz por WhatsApp al 636-420-300. 636-420-300.
That's right, guys. Send us your messages. And we've got a message. ¿Tienes el mensaje, Juanjo, que te mandé esta mañana? No sé si lo tienes ahí preparado. All right, we got a message. Now, this is interesting because this is one of our listeners from Argentina. Now, let me tell you something. I told you guys, tell us stories, tell us things, right? And Damian, his name is, from Argentina, is telling us a new story, telling us a little bit about the missing submarine in his country. And this is a great, I want to say great job, Damian. I think it's important to be able to talk about current events, actualidad. And Damian sent us a voicemail message, and he's going to share with us a little bit more about what's going on in Argentina with this missing sub. And it's always great to be able to, guys, it's a great skill to be able to watch a movie, for example, and then tell somebody what it's about. Or to listen to a song and tell somebody what it's about. Or to read a news story and then relay it to somebody else, right? And that's what Damian has done. All right, so let's listen to Damian's voice message.
Hello, Alberto. Good afternoon. Well, I wanted to tell you about a tragedy that happened here in my country, in Argentina. It's about the disappearing of a submarine. They were patrolling our sea against illegal fishing because there are a lot of Chinese boats fishing shrimps and squids. And the last Wednesday, they disappeared. They had been disappeared for 12 days. The hope is almost gone here to find them alive. There were 44 people on the submarine. There are a lot of countries that send help, but for the moment they didn't find the submarine.
All right. Well, that was great because he told us firsthand what's happening in Argentina. And great. That was like a little news report over there. Now, it's very tragic. I think you said tragedy, right? Careful. It's tragedy. Dilo conmigo, amigos. Tragedy, tragedy. And yeah, I'm sure all of you have heard about it. There's a submarine that's been missing for 12 days now. Right, submarine. We don't say submarine, we say sub, como si fuera una A, submarine. O también, si te cuesta, puedes decir sub, S-U-B, que también significa un bocata, right? A sub, piénsalo, en pan largo de esto, parece un submarino, ¿no? De hecho, Subway, you guys have been to that famous sandwich place, those are subs. Subway makes subs, right? But also sub... It's a very good word. Sub is also, it's short for substitute, right? So I'm, y es un verbo también, I'm subbing for tal persona, doble B cuando lo ponemos con ING o con ED, right? So great word here, sub. So it's not just something that the Navy uses, a submarine, but also a sub is a substitute and also a sandwich, which is named after a submarine because of its length. Por su longitud. And, well, careful with the pronunciation. A couple words there. No patrolling, but patrolling. Say it with me, guys. This is for all of you, not just for our friend Damian. So, patrolling. Here's another one, too, that he said that he said it pretty well, but this is a confusing one, and I want to go over it because people make mistakes with this all the time. Legal versus ilegal. Now, legal, nadie tiene problema con eso. Right? Legal. Es como I latina, la E. Legal. Ahora, el otro es illegal. Illegal. No illegal ni... Right? Illegal. It is illegal. Illegal. Say it with me, right? It's legal. It's illegal. Is it legal? No. It's illegal. It's illegal to do that, all right? So careful because I've heard that word mispronounced more often than not. Illegal. Illegal, all right? And he was talking about illegal Chinese ships. Now, I didn't know this part. This is great, Damian. You're teaching me some things here about this case, about this disappearance, right? I'm sure you guys know the word vanish. Es un producto para limpiar, right? Y hace que desaparezca las manchas, right? Vanish. Think about it. Vanish. So the submarine, the sub, mejor, vanished. It disappeared, and supposedly it was patrolling against illegal Chinese boats that were fishing for shrimp and squid. Calamar, squid. So I didn't know that part. I didn't know about, what their duty was, su deber, what they were doing out there. I didn't know if they were defending against, other vessels. But no, it was to protect and to patrol against illegal fishing. Also, another mistake here, which is great. You're going to make mistakes if you tell a two-minute story. It's normal. So great. That's great. I want you to make mistakes so we can work on them. And he said the last Wednesday, right? No the last. Acordaos. Siempre es last Wednesday. Last week, right? No the last. En español es la semana pasada. La el miércoles. No, en inglés es el y la no está. So apunta. Write it down in your notebook. You should have a notebook. And write down the last Wednesday. And cross out tachalda. Y pon the last week, tachalda. Pon the last year, tachalda. A no ser que te refieres al último y que no hay otra. Y por favor, no me digas que es el último miércoles. Don't tell me that, because next Wednesday is a holiday. So the last Wednesday. So 12 days. So what he said, and it makes sense, that authorities and most people have given up hope, right? Que ya no hay esperanza. 44 people, 44 crew members, he said. There were 44. Y al final, he says, they couldn't. Acuérdate, cuando hay un modal es couldn't, didn't, shouldn't, might, right? These are verbs that help the other verb, right? Pues no tocamos el otro verbo. So you shouldn't smoke, right? Y es un error muy común. Entonces, has dicho, he didn't found, or they couldn't found. Sería find. Pero mejor, yo creo lo que querías decir es una canción de U2. It's a U2 song. And they still haven't found what they're looking for. They still haven't found them. They haven't found them yet. Sería mejor, right? Porque U2 y la gramática, como que no. Guys, they're rock stars. Rock stars are not big on grammar, okay? So they haven't found them yet. And he said they've given up hope. So this is a great exercise, too, that Damian did in basically telling us about what's happening in the world. It's a great exercise you guys can do on your own as well. You know, just if you say, nunca puedo hablar, pues cuenta en voz alta. Grábalo tú. Cuenta. You just watched a movie. What is it about? It's about a guy who falls in love and te bim, pa, pa, pa. So, right, it's really good to be able to tell people what things are about or to summarize, right, to summarize what you've heard or read or seen. All right? All right, so great job, Damian. If you guys want to send us messages, please do send us your messages. Also, another way you guys can participate on the show is via our app. Now, if you don't have the Vaughn Radio app, what the hell are you waiting for? Download it. It's free, and you guys can participate. All right, I'm going to give you an easy one to get started. So I want 95%. I want at least 95% of you to get it right. Can we do that? ¿Podemos? All right. That doesn't sense. Nos falta un verbo ahí. No tiene sentido. That doesn't sense. Now remember, I'm going to give you a little clue here. Do not translate from Spanish to English. You will make a mistake. No tiene sentido. Pero en inglés, no es igual. Por eso lo estamos mirando. Okay, and it's a common mistake. Why? Because people literally translate it. All right? There's Manolo on the app. Oh, my. Manolo, you got 4,660 points. Holy shit. Manolo is no joke. Manolo down in Seville. All right, so, guys, I want, again, this is, it's a tricky one, but it's an easy one at the same time. So I want at least 95% of you guys to get this one right. That doesn't sense. Dinos, ¿qué es ese verbo que nos falta en esta frase? All right. And in the meantime, and because I know you guys can handle it, it's time for another challenge. This is a listening exercise, and you guys are going to hate me. Me vais a odiar. I'm telling you now. I'm just telling you now. This is going to be really, really tough. But if I didn't think you guys could handle it, I wouldn't give it to you, all right? The reason I raise the bar here constantly, subir el listón, is quite simply because I have to. Because you guys proved to me, that's easy. This one's easy. All right. Well, here we go. Here, this is for my superstars. But I want everyone to participate, okay? These are confusing words that we're going to demystify. So make sure you're paying close attention. I'm going to give you these words twice, and one, two, three, six words I'm going to give you. All right? Are you ready, folks? Good luck. You can give us the words on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso, and here we go. Through, thorough, thought, though, thou, tough. Oh, my God. Hey, I warned you guys. I warned you. Os avisé. It wasn't a surprise. I told you it was going to be tough. But I know my listeners will rise to the challenge. You always do. There's always somebody who pulls a rabbit out of a hat, if not many of you. Right? So, folks, that said, I'll give you the words. Let me give you a second to write them down. And I'm going to give you these confusing words. Now, they're not confusing words to a native. We know the words, right? But they're confusing for non-natives. Believe me, I know that they are because, well, once you've given thousands of hours of class, then you know the confusing words, all right? So I'm going to give you these words again, all six words. Are you ready? Okay. Through, thorough, thought, though, thou, tough. Hablando de tough. Difícil. That is tough. Everybody sweating? I'm sure you're all sweating. But I know you guys can handle it. Come on. one of our listeners is going to figure it out. I know it, at least one, if not more of you. Let's see. Oh, there you are. There you are. Awesome. Great to see you all this morning. Miguit, Javi Lopez, Berta. I love it. Berta's avatar picture is here on Vaughn Radio. Berta. Hey, Berta, if you're coming home for Christmas, stop by and visit us. At least for a couple cañas, right? if you're in Madrid, of course, you're going, you don't live in Madrid. I think everybody lives in Madrid, and then everybody comes home for the holidays. All right, let's see. Great guy. Wow. Really, really great. Great job over here. I'm seeing. Let's see. Did anybody get them? Almost, guys. It looks like all of you have maybe like one mistake, one or two mistakes in your words over here. So that's not bad. Out of six really difficult words, I'm seeing just one or two mistakes in all of your tweets. So, Juanjo, un aplauso, por favor. A nice round of applause, guys. Very impressive. Seriously. You never cease to amaze me. Siempre me estáis sorprendiendo. In a good way, of course, right? De hecho, amaze es asombrar en el sentido bueno. So you never cease, nunca, cesar, to cease, cease se escribe en inglés con C, right? You never cease to amaze me. Every time I think, oh, they're not going to get this one, you're like, shut up, dude. Yeah, we are. We're freaking rock star students. We're the Guns N' Roses of English students. All right, well, let's take a look at these confusing words. The first word is through. Through. Now, I accepted three words here because I didn't spell it. Now, the first one is through, a través de. Right? We went through the tunnel. Through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through. I always associate this one with a tunnel, right? Through, because that's the idea of this preposition. T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through. But another word that sounds like that is lanzar en el pasado. Every day I throw things away, tiro cosas a la basura. Yesterday I threw things away. And lately, I've thrown things away. So, también habría aceptado through. De hecho, Elena gave us both. Un aplauso para Elena Giggler, que nos dio. ¿Qué cuál quieres, tío? Which one do you want, guy? Elena's like, all right. Now, I'll tell you guys another thing, and you'll see this often. And it is accepted in the dictionary, but it is kind of an abbreviation. Hay muchas veces que escribimos through, T-H-R-U, la de la preposición. De hecho, a drive-through, y muchas veces, mil veces, más que, de mil a uno, it's spelled T-H-R-U. Look at it. Google it in Google Images. Pon drive-through, T-H-R-U, and you'll see McDonald's. This is autoservicio, drive-through, porque conduces a través del sitio, ¿no? You go through. So, makes sense. So, I accepted all three of those. Through with either spelling, ¿no? Deletreándolo T-H-R-O-U-G-H o T-H-R-U, que también se acepta, antes no. Y through, el pasado de lanzar. Lanzó, arrojó, ¿no? Through. All right, so good. So far, so good. The second one, thorough. Thorough. I think of the writer, right? Thoreau, you know, the writer, you guys familiar with Thoreau, excellent writer. I think we've talked about him many times, Henry David Thoreau. But this, it's not exactly the same. This is thorough, thorough. Say it with me, thorough, right? Now, thorough is when you do something completely. You don't leave anything out, right? You dot your, you cross your T's and you dot your I's, right? You really pay attention to the details. In fact, you always want to do a thorough job. You say concienzudo in Spanish. Thorough, thorough. Parecido a este, pero no. Pero no. Tiene una O de más y cambia todo. So, through y thorough, la diferencia, la diferencia es una O después de la TH. Right? Through, thorough. Okay, the next word is thought. Thought es el pasado de pensar, pensé o pensamiento. I just had a thought. Acabo de tener un pensamiento. I just had a thought. Right? Thought. Pronúncialo conmigo. Vamos a empezar a hacer los tres de nuevo. La primera era, muy bien, through. The second one, that's right, thorough. The third one, thought. Thought. Right? The next one, though. T-H-O-U-G-H. Though. Aunque, sin embargo. Right? Now, esto se puede escribir though, como lo acabo de decir, o poniéndole A-L delante también. So, although it's raining, o though it's raining, ambos valen. El que te fluya mejor. Lo importante es entender las dos. Although it's raining, we're still gonna go. Right? Aunque llueva, vamos a ir de todas formas. Right? So you can say though, right? I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna go though I forgot, aunque se me ha olvidado mi paraguas, right? Though, though. Pronounce it with me, folks. Though, even though. También se dice although, se dice even though y though. Y usamos estas palabras siempre. ¿No usáis aunque en español bastante? Pues igual en inglés. Tienes tres opciones, amigos. Though, although, and even though, right? So those are three different ways off the top of my head to say that, though. All right, now the next two words we'll look at right after our commercial break. Right now we've got to head to a quick commercial break. But guys, really impressed so far with how you guys did in this section. Also, let's take a look at the app. That doesn't sense. 88%, not bad, guys. But we've got to get that up higher, right? That doesn't sense. ¿Qué es el verbo? Eso no tiene sentido. No pienses en español porque vas a fallar. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, un curso a su medida con los mejores profesores y el método más eficaz. Clases de 6 alumnos como máximo durante 3 meses en un horario totalmente flexible a elegir entre 1 y 2 clases semanales.
Ahora es el momento. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales 100% método Vaughan. Clases 100% orales en grupos reducidos. Todos los niveles. Así que no pierdas ni un segundo más e infórmate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company, creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum!, ya está. ¡Qué fácil!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Baugantown.
I am Julia and I am from Baugantown.
My name is Fran and I am from Baugantown too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Baugantown no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Baugantown que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Baugantown.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. Show with No Name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One who or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One who or another.
That's right, that's right. It's Juanjo or another in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And we are participating on Twitter right now. So many of you on board today. Great to see you. Read all your names. It's like you're here in class. Present, teacher. Present. Presente. All right, well, let's keep going here with this listening exercise because these were tricky words. Now, let's go over them again because you don't know how many times I've heard them wrong. So I'm going to let you guys say them first and then I'll say them. And the way you say it should sound like the way I say it. Okay, so the first one, a través de, is through. Good. The second one, concienzudo, is thorough. ¿Has dicho thorough? Muy bien. La tercera, pensamiento o pensar en el pasado? Thought. I thought you knew that one, right? The next one, aunque, though. This is it's raro. Though, although, even though. All right? And the fifth one, which we haven't looked at yet, is thou. Now, a lot of you guys, let's see what you guys put for this one. Thou. Berta got this one right. Javi Lopez said thaw. To thaw is descongelar algo. Miguel thought it was dough. Masa. No, it's thou. thou. I think the only person to get this one right was Bertha. Now, it might be because she lives in the land of Shakespeare. Thou is an antiquated way of saying you, right? Usted. It's biblical. It's archaic, right? Nobody uses it, but everybody knows it because everybody's read Shakespeare and everybody knows the Ten Commandments. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about the Ten Commandments of God, right? In the Bible, the Ten Commandments. You want me to read them to you? Okay, now thou se escribe T-H-O-U. Y cuando hablamos de los diez mandamientos, ahí lo tenemos. So here, let me give you the Ten Commandments, and you'll hear this thou, que es usted, que ya no se usa, pero se reconoce. Number one, I am the Lord thy God. Thy. There's another way of saying your. Pero ya nadie dice thy, T-H-Y. Thou shalt have, thou, ahí tienes el thou. Usted debería tener no other gods but me, ningún Dios menos yo. That's number one. Number two, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Estos son los diez mandamientos. So, eso es no usar el nombre de Dios en vano. Otra vez tienes en la segunda el thy. El su nombre, ¿no? El suyo. Su Dios, right? But again, thy and thou are not really used anymore, but we all know them. Three, the third of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy. ¿No? Deberías mantener el día domingo como día sagrado. Four, thou shalt honor father and mother. Debería, thou shalt. Now, we would now say, you should, right? You must, but thou shalt, we don't say anymore, but the Ten Commandments are known that way. Thou shalt not kill, number five. Number six, thou shalt not commit adultery. Number seven, thou shalt not steal. Number eight, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Number nine, do not let thyself, guess yourself, lust after thy neighbor's wife. Now, lust is sexually desire. So don't sexually desire your neighbor's wife. And number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his farm, nor his cattle. Sus, no sabía eso, vacas. No deberías covet, como se dice, que es covet en español. Codiciar, enviar, right? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his farm, nor his cattle, nor anything that is his. There's their Ten Commandments. So now you know thou, which was our fifth word, T-H-O-U. All right? And the last word, all these words had something in common. They all had O-U-G-H, or O-U, or T-H in them, right? Eran variaciones, pero ninguno suena igual. That's why they were tricky. But you guys did a great job, even though they were tough. Nuestra última palabra, tough, difícil. ¿Te cuesta? Yo tengo muchos alumnos que dicen difficult. Y digo, pues, ¿te resulta difícil pronunciarlo bien? Di hard, di tough. Pero no digas difficult, it's difficult. Difficult, not difi, difficult. But if you can't say it, shorten it. Acórtalo a una sílaba. Tough, hard. Why? Because that's the one we use more than difficult. Why? Would you prefer to say one syllable or difficult? Three. There you go. So your answer's clear, right? That was not a tough answer. It was an easy answer. Tough. All right, so let's review the words. Again, we're going to do it the way I just did it. I'm going to tell you the translation. You guys say the word, and then I'll tell you how to say it correctly. Make sure yours matches with mine. Okay? The first word was a través de. Vamos a ponerlo en una frase, en contexto. Atravesamos el túnel a 80 por hora. We went through the tunnel at 80 miles per hour. All right? The next one. Concienzudo. Él es una persona muy concienzuda. He's a very thorough person. Thorough. Thorough. All right. Pensé algo ayer. I thought something yesterday. Or I had a thought. Tuve un pensamiento. I had a thought yesterday. ¿ok? Vamos a ir aunque llueva. We're going to go though it's raining, even though it's raining, right? Usted no debería matar. Thou shalt not kill, right? And the last one, English no es difícil. English isn't tough, all right? Great job. Un aplauso, Juanjo, para todos. Really nice job. Impressive, impressive. Those were not easy words, and you guys figured them out. Elena put close, but no cigar. Yo quiero un totally native, por favor, para Elena. Close. Ahí está. Close, but no cigar. Esto es cuando alguien, uy, casi. Decimos close, but no cigar. Elena, you're totally native. You're awesome. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot to go still on today's show. So many more challenges still to come. But I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, we can look at some music in today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. Remember, if you want to participate in Name That Lyric, you can participate on Twitter. And good luck to all of you. All right, here it goes. Today's Name That Lyric, as always, I'll give you the song in Spanish. And I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Okay, here we go.
Tú tienes problemas. Y yo los tengo también. No hay nada que no haría por ti. Si no nos separamos, podemos llevarlo a cabo. Porque tienes un amigo aquí. Tienes un amigo en mí.
So, very different from our song yesterday, right? Yesterday, what did we look at yesterday? I can't even remember. That was 24 hours ago. Oh, man. Well, so much happens in 24 hours. It's incredible. I'm telling you guys, I was thinking about it yesterday. Where the hell did November go? ¿Dónde ha ido noviembre? No me he enterado. I didn't even realize November came and went. So, we've got 2 or 3 days left. Not even. Friday, we're in December already, right? Is that true? ¿Me lo estoy inventando? Friday's December 1st. So, pretty crazy, huh? Can't believe it. Time just flies. It really does. Well, when you're having fun, and I think all of us in general, you guys, my listeners, myself, we're people who like to enjoy life and to have fun. And that's the key. All right, so if you guys know it, you can tell us today's Name That Lyric on Twitter. Let me give it to you one more time. Tú tienes problemas. Y yo los tengo también. Muy difícil eso para un guiri, ¿eh? Yo quería poner yo las tengo. ¿Problemas? ¿Ves? Pero lo he puesto bien. Ajá. So, tú tienes problemas. Yo los tengo también. No hay nada que no haría por ti. Si no nos separamos, podemos llevarlo a cabo. Porque tienes un amigo aquí. Tienes un amigo in me. So obviously a song about friends, right? About friends. Fijaos en la pronunciación, es como si no estuviera esa I. No es friends, ¿no? Oigo eso mil millones de veces. Friends. Es friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Now, this is an interesting one. Quitamos la letra R y es la palabra fiends. Así que cuidado, porque no es igual. What is a fiend? F-I-E-N-D. Is friend sin la R. Un demonio, ¿no? Un malvado, desalmado. Alguien ansio. Like a coke fiend. Alguien que hace mucha coca.
right? Drogata, fiend, loco, diablo. So demonio, it says here, fiend. So be careful. I hope your friends aren't fiends. All right. I remember a couple times when I was a kid, I would misspell it and I would put, my fiends are great. And my mom would say, you have fiends? Tienes diablos, locos, drogatas? All right. So careful with friend and fiend. Sometimes the difference is, of one letter is amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Silvia, followed by Migits and Jester. Oh, yeah. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, great job. And, well, here we go. Let's take a look. Let's analyze the lyrics of this song. The song is called You Got a Friend in Me. You got a friend in me. Now, if you hear that voice, that quality in my voice, that's called raspy. If you've got a voice like this, you've got a raspy voice. It's raspy, right? Say it with me. Raspo, pienso rasposo. Makes sense. Raspy. And this singer, Randy Newman, who's the artist, well, he's got a raspy voice. I love L.A. Like, he's got this really, hey, everybody, how's it going kind of voice, like this. Like a smooth, raspy voice. And he says, you got troubles, and I got them too. Tú tienes problemas, y yo los tengo también. Now, it's funny. We say that word a lot. We use trouble more than problems. Oh, man, me he metido en líos. I'm in trouble. Right. I'm having car trouble. Right. You guys know the word from double trouble. Right. Trouble. So you didn't know, because it wouldn't be normal to say I'm having car problems. You know, I'm having car trouble. Right. I'm having trouble with my car. Tengo dificultad con algo. To have trouble with something. Right. I've heard people, I have difficulty. Nah, forget this difficult word. It's too hard for you anyway. Right. People mispronounce it. So say this one. Trouble. Right. And trouble también es un verbo. Is something troubling you? ¿Hay algo que te preocupa? No? Is there something troubling you? So, great word. You're all familiar with the word trouble, but do you use it? Because we use it. Native speakers use trouble a lot. Oh, man. When mom gets home, you're going to be in big trouble, mister. Trouble. Right? You've got troubles, and I got them, too. Now, no, you think I've got them, too. You think I got them. Apostrofe E-M. ¿Por qué? Porque eso es como lo decimos. You got troubles, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. No hay nada que no haría por ti. There isn't anything. No hay nada. We stick together and can see it through. So we stick together. If we stick together. Now, what is this? Pegarnos juntos. No, stick es, está pegado algo a otro, right? Stick together is what I say, for example, when I go to a concert with my friends or when I go snowboarding with my friends. I go, okay, guys, stick together. There's a lot of people. Stick together. No os separáis. No, manteneros juntos. Stick together. Makes sense. No, stick together, guys. And this is another great expression he says here. We can see it through. Through, ya lo sabéis. Sí, verlo a través. Pues si piensas a través de algo, lo terminas, lo haces hasta el final, si cruzas algo. Well, if you see something through, you see it to the end. Right? I'm going to see it through. Llevarlo a cabo. ¿No? Hasta el final. So look at that sentence there. Great, great sentence, full of really native English. We stick together and can see it through. Right? Si no nos separamos, if we stick together and can see it through, podemos llevarlo a cabo. Because you got a friend in me. Porque tienes un amigo en mí. Right? You've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now, Randy Newman also, aside from having a raspy voice and being primarily a soundtrack writer. I mean, he writes songs for movie soundtracks more than anything. That's what his claim to fame is, como decimos en inglés. No sé cómo decís esto. Vamos, que es famoso por his claim to fame. No me digas que no lo tiene word reference. Es buenísimo porque rima y todo. His claim to fame. A ver si lo tiene aquí. Claim. Voy a buscar. Because I love this expression here. Okay. What are you doing here? Okay. Well, I can't find claim to fame. Pero la cosa que le ha hecho famosa. His claim to fame is writing for movie soundtracks. In fact, he wrote for The Naked Gun. If you remember, there's a song, I Love L.A. And it's really, I mean, personally, I think his music is very, very literal, you know, and it's not my style. It's not my style, but it works for movies because basically he speaks to the director, the producer, the creative team and says, okay, what's going on with this character? And he writes through the eyes of the character, as where many artists, you know, many other artists write through their own eyes. Escriben a través de sus ojos. Right? They write through their own experiences. Right? And, well, in this case, he writes as if he were Woody in Toy Story, for example. In fact, this is from the Toy Story soundtrack. Excellent movies. If you haven't seen these movies in English, what are you waiting for? Tom Hanks. I mean, just amazing voices here. Tim Allen. And really, really great movies for adults and kids. And I think quite understandable, right? You know, if you want to learn them in English, well, I mean, you'll be able to follow it. You won't get frustrated. And we all know what Toy Story is about, don't we? We all know what the movie's about. We all dreamt of it when we were kids. Todos lo soñábamos que cuando nos íbamos de casa, nuestros juguetes se cobraban vida. They came to life, right? So we all did it, just Pixar decided to make a movie about our fantasies. Now, interesting things about, so many interesting things about the Toy Story movies, but one I found out yesterday when I was preparing this was that Woody, one of the most lovable characters, no todo el mundo quiere a Woody. He's just such a good guy. He loves his friends. He's a good leader. He puts his friends before him. He puts the end, you know, Woody is the perfect guy. He's a cowboy. He's Andy's favorite toy. He's a positive guy. But it wasn't always like that. In fact, Woody wasn't originally supposed to be nice. Agradable. He was supposed to be a bad-tempered character. Right? Con mala leche, as you say. Can you imagine that? And they decided, they said, wait a second. We've got to make the character likable, right? We can't make him, okay, you've got Despicable Me, que es Gru, but aún así, he's likable, and the minions are likable, you know? So they said, So they changed it, and they said, you know what? He's going to be a great guy. Woody's going to be everybody's best friend, the best friend that everybody wants. And, well, he wasn't originally supposed to be a cowboy either, right? In fact, he was supposed to be a ventriloquist dummy. Now, you know, there's been ventriloquists, right? The people who, hey, they throw their voice. Hey, Johnny, what are you doing? Oh, nothing, Bob. What are you doing?
Hey, shut the...
Right? These are ventriloquists. So, now, why did they change that? I can tell you why they changed it. Because I don't know about you guys, but myself and, well, most people, when we think of a ventriloquist dummy, don't you think of, like, horror? ¿No piensas en horror, películas de terror? No, these dummies, like, lifeless, that come, I don't know, for me, those things, it's a little bit, can be associated with horror movies. So I think they made a good call here. Tomaron una buena decisión. They made a good call here when they decided to make Woody friendly, likable, and a cowboy as well. Because maybe as a ventriloquist, maybe he wouldn't have sold so many dolls. And you know that a big part of these movies is not just, you know, selling movie tickets. It's the merchandising. So maybe if he was a ventriloquist dummy, can you imagine kids wanting a ventriloquist dummy looking at them when they go to sleep? Creepy, scary, right? So they said, okay, what's what we're going to do? We're going to make him a cowboy, and he's going to be a gentleman, a great guy, a guy that everybody would love to be around. And that was how Woody developed into the character that we know now, Woody. Right. And Woody's made of wood, too, which makes sense. Hecho de madera. Right. Great movie. I'll never forget the first time I saw Toy Story. I just said, what is this? This is awesome. This is really, really great entertainment. And Pixar, well, has
kept on raising the bar, in my opinion, in as far as entertainment is concerned. So there we go, folks, from the soundtrack, La Banda Sonora, from the soundtrack of the famous movie Toy Story, we've got You Got a Friend in Me. Not a fiend, un loco, un demonio, but a friend in me. All right, let's take a look at the app. Vámonos a la aplicación. Let's see. Now, we had what I think is an easy challenge for our first app challenge today. And let's take a look. That doesn't sense. Now, let's take a look. All right, not bad. Ladies and gentlemen, 90% of you got it right. 90, no está mal, 90, he pedido 95, pero bueno, 90% of you guys got this right. Now, I imagine the ones that, estoy viendo que muchos pusieron any. Algunos pusieron have, pero la respuesta correcta era make. Piénsalo, that doesn't make sense. No tiene sentido. Nosotros decimos, no hace sentido, right? Por eso te he dicho, no traduzcas. No traduz. Don't translate from Spanish to English. Or from English to Spanish. You're just going to get confused. So think of it as its own monster. That doesn't make sense. Right? It makes sense. Now, ahora que sabes que es make sense, en vez de have sense, lo suyo es practicarlo. ¿Y cómo lo practicamos? Pues en voz alta. Have a conversation with yourself. Alberto, does that make any sense to you? No. Doesn't make any sense to me. Well, let's see if it makes any sense to her. That doesn't make any sense to anybody. Nothing ever makes sense. Does it? Well, I guess what you talked about last week made sense. But this week, you're just not making sense. Y hasta, y habéis oído, acabo de decirlo 10 veces. Yo, en voz alta, conmigo mismo. So why can't you do that? Yes, you can. And that's how you get comfortable with that. Y nunca vuelves a decir, have sense. Porque has dicho más de 10 veces... make sense. En el pasado, en el continuo, en el otro. All right? So get familiar with it, and that's the way. It doesn't make sense was the correct answer. Let's give them another quick challenge, and then we're going to a commercial break. All right, here it is, folks. Are you going to a joke? ¿Vas a contar un chiste? Are you going to a joke? Si sabéis qué es ese que nos falta, podéis participar por la aplicación. Guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
En Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Inglés para rubias. ¿Lo has leído? Yo sí. I really recommend it. It's one of the best books I've read recently for people who truly want to improve their English because it's fun to read. And the more fun you have, the more you learn. Inglés para rubias con Mamen Rivera, amiga de todos nosotros aquí, y la vecina rubia.
Cómpralo ahora en tu librería, en tu tienda Vaughan más cercana o en la sección de tienda de grupovaughan.com. Súbete al inglés con Vaughan y la vecina rubia.
If you're really serious about making a big improvement in your English, don't take up English classes on a weekly basis. If you spend 1 hour a week going to English class, you are wasting your time and you are wasting your money. There are much better things to be doing with your time and much better things to be doing with your money. 1 hour of English class is a waste of both. So if you're serious, then you need to do something a bit meatier. Significa algo más carnoso, right? Meatier means has more substance. Now, one product we have at Vaughan, a new product, which is meatier than 1 hour of English class a week, is Vaughan Premium. That's a pretty meaty English learning experience. Sí, es una experiencia bastante carnosa, decimos. It's quite a meaty experience because we're talking here about 7.5 hours of English class with the best Vaughan teachers we have for 3.5 months. And at the end of those 3.5 months, you will take part in one of our day towns, where you'll be surrounded, rodeado, surrounded by native English speakers, which is the perfect way to sharpen your listening abilities. So you will be able to understand better. And if you can understand better, you'll feel more comfortable. And if you feel more comfortable, you'll start expressing yourself more effectively. So, Baugan Premium, the next course starts on the 27th of November. So if you're interested, you need to call the following number. 91 133 5833. I'll repeat that. 91